Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, to discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we get some foot on the boat, we put it in a Sweet 16 style tournament. We argue each round, we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use? We decide to step foot on the boat.
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
I don't want to jump into this. We're talking about phobias. Can I get into this? Because good question. Go. The hemophobia, number two, hemophobia was 15. Then it's a phobia of the fear of death. So blood versus death. Nick, I don't think I have a fear of blood, right? I don't like seeing blood, but that's because I think I have a healthy curiosity of blood. I see a lot of blood on the ground, and I think it's human nature, we should want to know where that blood came from. If you're bleeding a lot, you should want to not be doing that.
Correct. The thing with hemophobia, right? The fear of blood is from the standpoint of like for a while as like a child, or I feel like when humans, like we talked about, there was a moment where we gained consciousness and we were like, okay, we can see the world. We understand. We can talk. I was shocked to find out I was a giant sack. Like I was a gusher. We're all full of wet shit and there's so much of it. And it's so important. Like you're like, it feels like I would like to not run on wet shit. I would like my shit to be super dry and like really hard to stab.
So not stabbable. I don't want to be this. I see people see blood and they faint and stuff. And that's bad, but like, maybe they're right.
It's one of those where I'm like, a lot of blood should be concerning on a level, right? Like matter what. There's an amount of blood. Like if you get like a nose, like there's a nosebleed that like, if you get it, you can kind of wipe your nose off, you know, it'll be okay. But then even when a nosebleed runs too long, we're even like, whoa, that is my guy. That's too much blood.
As a human, we can all agree that any amount of blood should be investigated until it's understood.
Yeah.
Like any amount of blood, if there's just a lot of blood on the floor, we should figure out why. If I have blood coming out of my hand, I should assess why. Hey, Nick, you're bleeding. You shouldn't look at the blood and go, oh, wow. And then just like, go make a sandwich.
Yeah.
You should assess the situation.
Right.
And I think those with hemophobia are assessing it too hard.
Well, that is why, like, if you like nick your hand, get like a little paper cut or something, you see just like a little blood. That's why anytime someone's like, hey, you're bleeding, immediately like, oh, it's a paper cut. And it's like, oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. I imagine being
needed to know
for that, though. It's like, oh, I'm so scared of blood. It's like, well, I get it. Yeah, it's understandable. Blood's a scary thing, but I mean, you got to get over it. But it's like, but what if I'm bleeding? Well, you got to look into it and figure out why you're bleeding. It's also very important. So I shouldn't think about blood. Oh, no. If you see blood, the first thing you should think about is blood.
Yeah. And figure it out and solve for why and how much do I think we're going to have here. And if that number ends up being higher, Go figure it out. Go to a doctor then.
Then it's phobia, the fear of death. No shit. Like, what do we do with this one, bro? Like, what am I supposed to do with this fear?
It can't be a fear because it is.
It's the human condition.
The whole thing. I think that's why watching like truly people defy the face, like in the face of God, right? People who parkour skyscraper. Right.
Yeah.
People who just like are like, hey, I'm just going to jump out of this plane. I'm going to like watch me throw the parachute out of the plane. I don't have one. I better go catch it. Otherwise, I'll die. And they do. And everything's fine. And you're just like, what is in your brain? You seem more fucked up than me, though. Right. Like that seems like the illness. That seems like the problem. Not me. Who's like, I wonder how it's going to go down. Like, is it going to be quick? Is it going to be pain? I do. This is of any of the things on this list. I 100% have this, but I also never really labeled it a fear in the sense that it's like, there is a part of you that just knows it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Almost. If you're cripplingly afraid of death, that's just anxiety, my dude. Just got to take some Lexapro. Welcome to the club. I do. It's great.
This feels like the first one that we're like, we'll just treat this chemically. Like you can
treat this one chemically.
Kind of get through this one. Like fear of blood, no chemicals for this. There's also like, I think it's because too, there's a part of us that like, it's not true. This is not true. But like, we kind of see blood as like the energy of our battery. And if I was like, damn,
that is my go juice, and I'm gonna need that.
If I see someone down like 10% of their go juice, like, yeah, I'm a little scared too. I'm like, I don't. They tell me the body remakes it, but I don't know at what rate, and I don't know how much I can lose. I do know that at some point, if there's not enough juice in the body, body goes. Body's like, hey, sorry, you didn't have enough juice. So like, and they've never been. I also wouldn't know, right? If you're like, hey, if you lose 3 liters of blood, you'll pass out and you'll die. You don't know how much 3 liters of blood is. Like,
yeah, that's the problem. Like, as soon as I start bleeding, I gotta go find like a measuring cup. I'm like, right. Fuck.
Got to at least find a pint glass and start being like, I don't know. It's been like 4 pint glasses. Like, oh yeah, dog, it's bad. Yeah,
it's bad, dude. You go south quick. It's the human condition, guys. Like, get over it. We're gonna die. Like, I don't know.
We are.
Everyone's gonna die. Yes, we don't know what's on the other side. Yes, it can happen at any time. Sure, whatever, dog. Go play Halo. Like, right. Go touch some grass.
You kind of, with the fear of death, almost have to be like, as they say those things that you just said, it's just like, exactly.
Yeah, correct. Bruh.
You are right. Okay, then, but how can I move on? You kind of just have to, because those things are guarantees in life. So you just have to do it, man. Like,
you're literally struggling with the question that everyone has since the dawn of time. It's why we have religion. It's why we have Elon Musk. It's why we have like all dogs go to heaven. All of it comes from this same thing you're dealing with.
That you're dealing with. And we've from Jump Street, my guy, the second Kane murdered Abel. And we're like, oh, wait,
Abel lost all of his go juice. Yeah. And no one thought of, like, can you imagine the first person that bled? Like, if I looked over you, like, what the fuck is that, man?
Did these things happen at the same time? Like, Cain kills Abel, and, like, Adam is, like, afraid of the blood part, but it's Eve who's like, wait, we can die?
Jesus.
I didn't know we had that much go juice in us, though. What? He's all out of it.
He must have lost at least 3 liters of juice. Oh, my God. I got to lock in hemophobia. Blood should be investigated and understood and maybe feared. But death is a constant that we have to live with.
Yeah, I'm with you here. As much as it is, like I said, that's the phobia I have. But once again, it's hard for me to say it's a phobia because it is just something where I'm like, nah, this is built into the system. This is part of the source code.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. No one is getting through this without this thought, right? None of us are just, some of us, it's on our brains a little bit more than others. I found out because I did have to ask people when I was like, you know, you think about this probably like 30 minutes a day. And they're like,
no,
oh no, actually, I don't. 30 minutes of your day. You think you dedicate to thinking about dying? I'm like, well, it's not a full 30 minutes. It's like 5 minutes here.
It's just about the whole act of it. It's like, no, dude, that's a problem. You got to see. That's a you thing.
Yeah. You do have to go. If that is you, go get the drugs. I'll tell you that right now.
Lexapro, dude. It's so good.
Are helpful for that. That is what they are there for. So go get them. Go get yourself some good ones that help you not always think, or I would say at least find peace that it's like, well, yeah, it's going to happen. So who the fuck am I?
Or fucking go lean into the paint and start writing about it. Get all fucking artsy on it.
Or maybe those people who are, you know, throwing their parachutes out of planes and going to try to catch them. Maybe that is them dealing with it, right? It's like, well, I'm at least going to go out on a high note. Like, maybe go do that and just like get close to it.
Start saying some Emily Dickens shit. Like, the fog is rising. I have to go. And just like walk away. Irish goodbye. Every party you're at. Become an enigma.
Who do you think would be, who's worse to hang out with though? If you're talking about the two ways to deal with death, Emily Dickinson or X Games competitor?
Oh, Jesus. They're both the worst. This is why we made the drugs. This is the worst Sophie's choice I've ever had. Can I kill them both, Nick? Take both of them, Mr. Man. Kill them both.
Yeah, because I can't do this. I can't deal with the person who's constantly talking about death, and I can't deal with someone who's like, bro, we're going to get in these squirrel suits. We're going to jump off the Empire State Building and just surf and just fly down. I'm like, that's also nothing. Stop doing that.
I think the honest answer is I'm going to take the Emily Dickinson one because at some point I can just like, shut up, nerd. And they'll shut up. But yeah. I don't want to throw hands with an X Games guy. He's been waiting for that his whole life.
Right. This is another way for him to get close and see death.
Yeah,
again.
Exactly. So no, I'm good.
That's fair. He's asking. He's like, punch me harder. No. Slam me against the concrete. Let me feel it.
It turned into a Fight Club thing. And then all of a sudden I'm living in his basement. I don't want that.
Next thing I know, he's having me make soap and he's kissing my hand.
I don't know why I'm carrying around a bomb for some reason. Yeah, no thanks.
Fair enough. All right, next up, we have the matchup here. 7 seed aerophobia, which is the fear of flying, going against acrophobia, which is the fear of heights. So we got here. This is classic. Gotta love it from our bracketologist here. We give them the list. They send it back to us. And here, that's the match. They're like, let's get it out of the way.
Yes.
So I don't want to just like say like flying gets it, because flying also gets heights, right? So you get the, I feel like you can't have aerophobia without also having acrophobia, right?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's got to be a mixture of heights thing, but also sometimes you can just go high on a ladder and stuff. Like, this is fine. But I get when people are like, I don't want to ride on an airplane. It's spitting in the face of God. Like, God he put us on the ground. Like, we are not air. We are not the bird folk. I don't have feathers and wings. So, like, from that angle, I'm like, I get naturally when your body's like, dog, we don't fly. We don't do it.
Mm-hmm. See, I guess maybe the difference, because I'm guessing for some people, they're like, no, I do have a fear of heights, but I can fly. Because I can see a world where, like, standing on top of, like if you've ever been on, like, a tall building, right? Like, let's get up, like, over 100 feet, right? But you can, like, still, like, look, like, there is something about that, the big hole, right? Like, just, oh, man, it is just all the way down there, huh? That is.
Like, vertigo is a thing.
Like, that's the hard ground. So that's, whereas, like, a plane, you're almost, like, I mean, you can look out the windows, obviously, but it almost, like, obfuscates what the world is, right? Like,
exactly.
When you're that far above it, the cars look like ants now, right? Whereas, like, if I'm only 100 feet above a car, I'm like, that is still a car. Why am I so much farther up than car?
I don't know what that is. I can assume it's car. That's fine. But when I can see it's a car and know I'll die if I touch it quickly, then that's a problem. I think there's more space in the plane travel where you can drug yourself. You can sleep it off. You can keep the window closed. You can try to get through it. You can say affirmation. But if you're scared of heights, you just are. You can't just, like, if I'm standing on a ladder, you can't close the window, you know?
Right, yeah. Like, if you have to, well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, heights can be, like you said, like, getting up. I mean, I was on my own roof, and I was like, yo, I don't like being up here. Ooh, this isn't fun. Like, I got up with a ladder, but then the way it was pitched, I, like, couldn't get on the ladder without, like, having to, like, get on my tummy and, like, wiggle myself down. It was... and my father-in-law was there. It was very demoralizing from that standpoint.
Just watching you just give a little wiggle. Very emasculating, I'm sure.
just trying to wiggle down because I was standing up there. Like, I was up there doing stuff. Like, I was, like, getting some work done up there. I was scraping. I was cleaning off the roof. And I was fine until it's like, all right, now just get back on the ladder. And I was like, how'd I do that? Oh, no.
I think fear of flying, too, is like, that's out of your hands. That isn't the engineers. That is science. That is Jesus. Take the wheel. Well, you do your thing. But fear of heights, you should be afraid if you're on a roof. You could fall off that roof.
Yeah, if you're unprotected. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Is it's like, we have enough data to understand that, like, probably not going to die in a plane accident. Like, it's just, the likelihood is so much lower that if you can drive a car, if you can get behind a wheel of a car every single day, and you can't fly a plane, that to me is like, it's the same idea that you're going with. And the reality is you're more likely to die in a car than a plane.
You've got to run the numbers. Once you run the number, but the reality is you're more likely to fall off that roof than you are out of a plane.
And let me tell you something right now too. Hey, if you die in a plane crash, guess what? It's over. No worries. Don't worry about it. You're just going to go. It's done. It's over. What car crash or falling off roof, people survive, but aren't the same. Like, I don't mean to put that extra fear in your brain, but I'm just telling you, like, hey,
I'm telling
man.
You, that roof wants you dead. It's been talking shit at night whenever you're not around. I hear your roof mumbling under its breath about how it's going to push you off.
Yeah.
Arguably,
what are you there for? It's the roof space, not yours. I mean, I guess you bought the house, but at the same time, it's like, you got to respect that. It's like,
I think you should have a little bit of a fear of heights. I think this is good and healthy.
This
is important. When you are high up, that's your body telling you, don't fall.
Right.
This would hurt you bad.
Guy. Right. Hey, down there, going to hurt real bad if you just let it go.
And I'm glad my body tells me that because I fall down a lot. I probably fall down a flight of stairs once a week. Right. That's not a joke. I'm bad at stairs.
So your body's just like, my guy, why are you going higher? Please stop.
Yeah,
what part of you thinks being up higher, you're adjusting the risk level for no reason. Please stop.
Please stop.
Please don't do this.
Piece of
Yeah. You're not good on ground, and we're barely getting by there. Yeah, so we're going to need you to not add to the difficulty level by going upstairs at all.
Yeah, the airplane, that you're just rolling the dice. And guess what? You're probably going to win. And you're going to win almost certainly.
It's one of the safest bets. If this were a casino, this is the safest bet you can make is air travel. Like,
yeah.
Not to be rude to you. It's not that this isn't understandable. We're not here to make fun of you like some of the other ones we've made fun of here. But
I am. Read the literature. It's fine.
I guess I'm saying we're not making fun of you. We understand, but you do need to get over it. This one is.
You absolutely need to get over it.
This is also.
Stay away from ladders, though, because you will get hurt on those.
Right. No. And so much more frequently. It is like. Truly. So I think we're both in agreement. We're going to move acrophobia on where it'll go up against hemophobia to see who's going to be the group C champion.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Yeah. That's right. Can you imagine though? This is an example on a plane. If I trip and fall on a plane, nothing has happened.
Right. Nothing. But imagine, you tripped and fell.
Imagine tripping and falling on a plane and you die. That's what it's like on a roof every time.
Right. Every single time. Every single time.
Every single time.
Well, and we know, like, when you look at, like we have the reports of, like, what are the most common, like, house injuries? Like, what are the ones that people are most injured from? It is the latter. That's it. Maybe we shouldn't have it. Maybe we need to deem it, like, hey, man, we were just giving ladders out willy-nilly to people, and we did not do near... that should be... I feel like in PE class, we should go over ladders more. It's amazing that you do just get to live life and they'll just give you a ladder that's 40 feet long. And they're like, yeah, you just get on that. And you're like, okay.
Why do they have us climbing ropes, but at no point did I climb a ladder?
And you know what? I'm not hooking up to the side of my house to get up it. A rope.
Rope. No, I'm not throwing a grappling hook up onto my roof to clean the gutters.
Although.
It would be radical.
It would be radical though. And so I don't radical, maybe need to start considering that. Like if I could just hook in up there. And then I'm just crawling up. Now I'm just, I got my feet planted on the side of my house and I just get to walk up it, pull myself up. Now I'm up top. And now I got safety gear. I'm obviously harnessed in.
Don't worry. I'm clamped on. I'm good.
Now the fear is gone. But instead we're like, it's going to take a lot of money to teach all these ballet classes to kids. Then I should use ladders. Aren't they killing people at an extreme rate? Yeah. But ballet class is going to be tough.
Hemophobia is just a signal that something's bad. Guys, that's all it is. Don't be afraid of it. Look at it as a puzzle to solve. You see someone bleeding a lot. Don't think of it as, oh my God, my friend's about to die. I'm about to lose a loved one. Just think of it as a game of Sudoku.
But like, here's the other thing though, Cody, is it's not just people seeing blood. Like, imagine, like, blood on someone else's blood on you.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Unclean. Like, unclean. Right? Like, you will always have phantom, like, you'll look down and be like, oh, yep, still got that blood on my hand from that person.
I got some blood on me in 1997, and I still don't feel clean.
Right, exactly. Like, that's, because I think it's, like, seeing the blood is gross, and seeing it, like, gush out and, like, come out from the way it, like, leaks down from a slit neck. And just trickle slow, you know, you slit the neck first, right?
Of course, yeah. You got to get wrapped around.
And then there's no blood. For just that second, you're like, is there any go juice in here? And then it just, like a waterfall cascading down their chest. It's honestly kind of beautiful. It's own
in a way, it's my art.
It's kind of my own art that I like to make.
I just think we're putting weight. Everyone just go donate some juice. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, watch your juice come out of you and then learn and then see your body make more juice.
Lap it up. Cut yourself right now on the hand, okay? Now I'm going to need you to squeeze your hand so more blood comes out. Draw a pentagram on the ground, okay? Now circle that pentagram, continuing with your blood. Candles at all 5 points. And then...
And if it feels like the blood is clotting because your body's doing a good job, that's why you have two hands. Remember that. You do have two hands for this. You can use the other hand if you need to.
Also, you didn't cut deep enough. If you're having that problem, you did not cut deep enough.
Yep.
So make sure you know that. So you're going to want to do that. Go and then get your friend. Make sure they're unconscious because you're going to kill them. But then put them in the circle. And this, once you do that, you cut their throat. Same thing we just said. It's like your art. It's going to pour out. And once that's done, you've summoned Satan. You're still afraid of blood, but now You've got a new friend, maybe. I don't
well,
know.
Well, and if anything, Satan's a big 3 to 7 wishes guy. Now wish yourself to not be afraid of blood.
There it is. Solve that problem.
Right? Like, it's right there. Just be like, hey, first wish, I don't want to be afraid of blood anymore. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. I can handle that. Okay.
What's worse, though? Someone who's afraid of blood or doesn't want to touch blood or doesn't want to be involved in blood. Or, like, someone who's, like, really into blood.
I mean, really into blood is
that's
not
way
my...
worse.
The fact, like,
that's bad.
Here's the thing is that we do have people who are real people who think they're vampires or want to be because they read some books, right? Like, they read some fun books, watched some movies, and, like, I'm a vampire.
And those people suck ass. Those people
I'm
suck.
I'm like, I'm a vampire. I would like to drink blood. You're like, hey, no, I'm sorry. Nope.
Oh, Nick, we solved it. This is how we can decide. So those people suck ass, right? Yeah. The people who got way too into heights, that's just Jeff Hardy. We just got just, Jeff Hardy.
Hey,
that's
man.
The Hardy boys.
Tony Hawk likes to get up. I'm not mad at Tony Hawk for getting up.
Bam Margera. People like that guy.
Well, wait. How does that make one? Because it feels like what you're trying to say is then that acrophobia is better because it has cooler people who overcame it.
That's what I'm saying, I think.
Whereas those who overcame their fear of blood and went too far, you're like, well, those people suck, so.
Those people suck, dude. I think, actually, if we're using this logic, this will apply to many things. Because people who overcome the fear of, like, if we go back to other shows, the fear of arachnophobia, the fear of snakes, those people also suck. Look at my pet snake. No, fuck off, dude. I don't like you.
I can't tell then. Are we saying then that in the winner of best fear, it's a fear that it's okay to have because at least the other fear is overcoming this fear to such an extent that you become an asshole.
Exactly.
That like, hey, this fear is fine because even if you work hard and overcome it and truly get over it, the chances now you get to become Tony Hawk or Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, that's the new category we got to think about. If you were to get over this fear to an extreme degree, how cool would you be? And if you're the blood guy and you're just really into blood play, not cool. Not into
not
that.
Not cool, man.
If the heights, that's Tony Hawk. We all love Tony Hawk.
Yeah. The universally beloved man, and it's fine. No one is ever like, hey, my friend, Theseus over there. Because it's always... That's his vampire name. And he's actually likes to like cut people and then drink their what? No, not around me. I want to support everyone once again. I want to be progressive. Not in this house.
Yeah, absolutely not. Would you rather hang out with Tony Hawk, the skateboarding legend, or Billy Bob Thornton, the guy who gives blood to the people he dates?
Yeah.
No, you want to hang out with Tony Hawk every time.
Every time. So I don't know how this is right, but I'll give it to you. I'll say the math currently checks out. I will say
we're running the numbers. And
I'm checking this out here, and I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Right?
Nothing like getting halfway through to come up with a new criteria, but nonetheless,
we got there.
We
it's
got
before
there.
The final four. So, and hey, Nick, let's be honest, we're not going to remember this next episode.
Yeah, that's very true. And we're about to go record that. But but first, we got to wrap up this one. So acrophobia.
I think acrophobia is a fear. The fear of heights, I think he's understandable.
I do understand. It is something to, like you said, there is something to be said about like, maybe fear is not the worst thing, right? Like there should be some level to this. It's like to have some skepticism around heights.
But I don't think someone saying like, hey, I don't like heights is them saying I'm afraid of heights. That's them saying like, I don't like to be where the pain lives.
Right.
You're at
yeah.
Pain's house and you leave, you get hurt. You fall.
Yeah. It's definitely more like understandable. Like if someone's like, hey man, I have a fear of heights. I literally can't go on a roller coaster. I'll cry and like hyperventilate. I'm like, yeah, I get it. That's what it wants you to do anyway. Like the point is like the rest of us, we're like, it pushes me a little bit, but I get why for you, it's not so much fun. But if you were like you can't avoid the blood.
Blood, we have it. You're full of juice right now.
Yeah. And that's gotta be a weird feeling, is like to understand the thing that you fear the most is just inside of you at any moment.
Making you strong. It's so strong.
And it just and arguably does want to get out. We know the second you give it an out, it goes for it.
That's true. If our body needed blood, why is it so quick to get rid of it?
Yeah. What's up with that body?
Dude, can't you
just giving
together.
It up? You're just giving it up the second someone puts a blade to their neck, to someone else's neck, and just gingerly brings it across slowly.
If my blood's so important, you shouldn't be able to choose when I lose it, okay?
Right.
It's my blood.
I should be able to command it and be like, you stay. You stay in here, blood. Because I need you.
And that's why we're locking in acrophobia.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Acrophobia, Group C champion. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all our social media. We're on Instagram, X, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com. We'll probably do it. Why not?
Probably. As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro to your music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard and replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Group D coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. Have a boat.